mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, 2.5 years ago, they founded the Pentagon Office of Strategic Information, and they said, we're going to lie to you, we're going to plant fake news stories. It was in a Pentagon press release. Then they officially, their first lie was, oh, we were mistaken, we're not going to lie to you. Somehow that covers them, somehow, legally. Then they went and planted hundreds of fake letters from troops and newspapers with fake signatures, how much they love the war, how the Iraqis love them. They created fake videos of fat bin Ladens in dark rooms saying, I'm going to get you, and they were proven to be fake. They had Jerry Bruckheimer produce, write the script on how to save Private Lynch and to write the fable, and then we were all liars to say it was a fable. Then she admitted, no, it's all lies, it's a fable. And then the five of the people that blew the whistle died mysterious deaths from her unit. So all of this has happened, and we have all these fake newscasts, and we have Bush in two of his last big press conferences over the 2003-2004 saying, this is a staged, scripted event. You're not allowed to ask that question. Hey, you should have given me that question beforehand. You're not supposed to. I mean, I think we still got those clips in the computer up there. I know we got them on the website, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Just type in Bush edited speech or Bush slips up, something like that. But then the media goes and cuts those clips out and then even falsifies the transcripts. The transcripts go up with it and then get changed and it's taken out. Now, CNN, Fox, ABC News, they all altered this transcript. And the video clips on TV altered this. This is Kerry saying, we will double our special forces to conduct terrorist operations. And it's been edited. But we have a listener who taped this live last night and has it. Go ahead and play that for us again, Stacey from Illinois. Go ahead. Do you have that clip, Stacey?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead and play it for us.
I'll play it again.
Here's Lord Kerry. Last night.
Over our national security, and I will build a stronger military. We will add 40,000 active duty troops, not in Iraq, but to strengthen American forces that are now overstretched, overextended, and under pressure. We will double our special forces to conduct terrorist operations, anti-terrorist operations, and we will provide our troops with the newest weapons and technology to save lives and win the...
All right, so, and again, folks, why did they edit this out? Why did they cover this up? Why do you think, Stacey?
Well, I mean, obviously, they realized his mistake, and they don't want the public to know about it. But, you know, if you'd like, I can mail you this tape, and you could post the unedited live version on your website.
You would be an absolute darling to do that.
No problem.
Do you have my address?
Is it on the website, or do you want to give it to me?
It's 3001
okay.
South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704.
Excellent. So, I'll send it out today.
Okay. Anything else you want to add, Stacey?
No, I just wanted to play that for you so you hear the unadulterated version.
Okay. Let me put you... Don't hang up yet. Let me ask our producer up there at the network, Stephanie. Stephanie was watching it off the Washington Post website. Stephanie, was it edited on their site? Okay. So the Washington Post did not edit this. So now we have it in our computer, just the audio. But Stacey, still send that to me, okay?
I sure will, Alex.
Thanks a million. Wow. And you know, this is what's so great about listeners. I couldn't bring myself to watch it last night. I did sit down and read it. Again, just looking at these people, looking at these criminals is more than I can do. I'm sorry. I just can't do it anymore. But listeners alerted me an email. Then a listener taped it. A listener played it. Our great head honcho up there overseeing the operation of the network, Stephanie, found it. So we'll play that clip again from our end when we get back. And you know, you say it's not a big deal. Well, it wouldn't be if they weren't cutting it out. It's amazing what they're up to. Very, very suspicious. You better get that saved before the Post brings it down. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
From taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I mean, I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, there have been so many times. Oh, there's got to be 100 times where Bush says, this is a stage press conference. You're supposed to give me questions beforehand. We've got 2 examples of that on tape. But when I say hundreds of times, I mean every time he says something like, we've got to have chaos to control you. I mean, order out of chaos. I mean, chaos. Or he says, 5,000 years. I mean, 1 year. I mean, food on your family. And they just cut that out of the transcripts. They cut it out of the main. Folks, the major news transcripts go up with it, and then an hour later, it's off there. Who's doing this? Who's coordinating this between CNN and Fox and the rest of them? And then we go back to the original tapes. You know, the transcripts, the newscast, the stuff they're playing on TV, has this cut out. I saw it with my own eyes this morning. But then when you go to the original tape, this is what you hear Kerry say. Play it.
We will double our special forces to conduct terrorist operations. We will double our special forces to conduct terrorist operations. We will double our special forces to conduct terrorist operations.
just play it again. I have to hear it again. It's too classic.
We will double our special forces to conduct terrorist operations. We will double our special forces to conduct terrorist operations. We will double our special forces to conduct terrorist operations.
Okay, we heard you. Okay, I'll just say it again. I mean, there's clips 50 times, I mean, just many times worse than that. Where Bush goes on for like a minute going, this is staged. You're not supposed to ask me that. You know that. You're supposed to give me these questions beforehand. Something's supposed to pop in my head here any minute. Should pop in my head. No, I didn't make any mistakes. By the way, Stephanie, I know a few months ago the computer somehow wiped all those hundreds of clips we've gotten over the years. I don't know if we played that stuff. I know it's all on the website backed up. People can find it there. But do you have those clips where Bush talks about staged press conferences where he slips up? But the news is that it's then taken out of the transcript and not shown on television. Oh, boy, folks, it's just getting ridiculous. I don't want to obsess on this too much, but we've got more sterling examples of fake weapons reports, fake Niger reports, fake letters from troops in newspapers, Jerry Bruckheimer producing the fake savior of Private Lynch, the legions of lies, the fat bin Ladens, the staged arrest of terrorists, later admitted to be CIA in the back of the paper. Oh, we staged the arrest, we wouldn't blow his cover. You know, all of this, it's theater, people, and they're all on the same team, I'm telling you. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in Texas, then Travis, Tom, Paul, and another Jeff in Texas. Jeff in Texas, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Sorry to switch gears on you. I'm a former Marine logistics officer. I was able to confirm this past week a little bit of intel I originally found out about in May about the government's underground bunker on the grounds of the Greenbrier luxury hotel in the mountains of West Virginia.
Well, that's an admitted base. That's one of the few they've admitted for decades. It's got underground train stations, everything.
Yeah, no, it's admitted. However, I found out last week that yesterday was the last day that tours were allowed to the public of this bunker. And after that, this is a stewardess at the reservation desk. She informed me that it will be closed for, quote-unquote, a couple of years for renovation. Now, I spoke to this reservation desk back in May, and originally they said that it was going to be closed for a year and a half. Now it's a couple of years, and this is one of the government's cog points, which I found out through certain sources that the government is basically topping off all its cog points right now. You know, Mount Weather, Site R, NORAD, well, now Greenbrier shut off.
Well, you're right. Site R is Chinese command bunker. It's where he controls NORAD and SAC and everything else.
Yeah, and Greenbrier is the one where the House and Senate will go. That's where they have the large chambers that can house, you know, 435 members or what have you.
But
I could just see Ashcroft putting them all in there and then just closing the door and locking it.
They're idiots if they go in there.
All right, thanks for waking me up, Alex.
Anything else?
No, that's it. I will continue to watch this. But I did hear Kerry last night, and I'm just, you're cracking me up by playing this stuff, because I did hear that, and you know, knowing, watching your videos, I picked up on that. And it's just a joke that these two guys, Bush and Kerry, are in charge here. These blockheads, these skull and bones guys that are, you know, that lie in coffins, and they get reborn into this Elysian Brotherhood up at Yale. I mean, these guys are pawns of the devil. That's the only explanation for it. That's all I got to say.
Well, you know what Kerry's nickname is, don't you?
No, I know Bush's. What's Kerry's?
Long Devil.
Long Devil. Long Devil and Poppy.
Poppy's the daddy.
Yeah, Poppy's the daddy.
And Daddy Bush. Bush is temporary. Now we won't go into why they call him Long Devil, but let's just say it ties into the Bohemian Grove and, well, that New York Post article we saw.
Oh, that's disgusting. Those guys are going to pay. You know, it's interesting. The interesting thing about the caves is in Revelation 6:12, it talks about the kings of the earth hiding in the caves of the mountains.
It does. It talks about everything, doesn't it?
Creepy.
Take care, my friend.
Thanks a lot, Alex. Bye-bye.
Yeah, if you don't think the globalists won't release a super virus and climb into their luxury swimming pools, shopping malls, tennis courts. By the way, this is an important point I think I'll add now. Did you know that if you go to Switzerland, every family's given plastic explosives, automatic weapons. They never get invaded. Highest standard of living in the world. Every family's told how to blow up bridges if anybody tries to invade. They do yearly inspections to make sure the government, in case a bad government takes over, can't find the machine guns. You have to hide them or you get fined a huge amount. And they have giant bunkers publicly marked for everyone to go into with two-year food supply, tennis courts, all that stuff. And they haven't spent a fraction per capita for their population what our government spent. Giant, lavish, huge underground cities that are admitted all over the country, not to mention all the black budget programs. Russia's got them. Everybody else has got them. But growing up in Dallas, and it's still there in the parking garages, do you know where our nuclear fallout designated areas are? Parking garages. Yes, we can all huddle in the parking garages with no food or water. So that's your loving government. But you're a kook if you get storable foods or water filters or anything like that. You're evil. You're bad. In fact, let me just mention that now. Ready Reserve Foods has gained the reputation of providing virtually the finest dehydrated storable foods available. Perhaps that's why they are the oldest continually operated dehydrated food company in America. Food units need no refrigeration because they are nitrogen-packed, which vastly extends their shelf life. The food units are compact and can be customized to fit your individual needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for half price by calling 800-453-2202 or visit them online at ReadyReserveFoods.com. If you have been procrastinating because you don't know where to begin, call Ready Reserve Foods and ask for their free emergency preparedness checklist. It's a brochure. Or call now and get a deluxe 3-month food supply of nitrogen-packed storable food for half price for only $2.49 by calling 800-453-2202. Or go to Infowars.com, bottom of the main page, got their banner. Let's go ahead. Who just hung up? Travis, you were 3 seconds from being on the air. Okay, Travis isn't next. Tom in Maryland. Tom, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Every time I call, I like to plug your films, no matter how many times you do during the show. And I've given a few of them away, and I'd also like to say I'm a little bit selective on who gets them, because a lot of times they just sit on someone's shelf, and I don't want such fine work collecting dust. I had talked to a few folks recently, and I had gotten a bootleg copy of Michael Moore's film. Definitely I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. In every election since I've been registered to vote, I have never voted for a Republican or a Democrat. I've always voted third party. And I remember giving me Michael Moore's DVD to a lady friend, and she's a Democrat, and she probably didn't need such a film because he had put such a spin on a Democratic, pro-Democratic spin, and I warned her of that. Well, then I end up finding out that her DVD player would not play that tape, but I did find from her that she has this attitude, as so many people do, that anything is better than Bush, and Kerry is better than Bush because he's not Bush, and I did to tell her, look, they're all members of the same club. They're both Skull and Bones members. He voted for everything George Bush put in front of him and then changed his mind. And, you know, with some people, there is no, they're, you know, they're reasonably intelligent in some way. I mean, they make good money and whatever, and they know how to do their job, but it's almost as if they're a walking zombie. It's like they refuse to see. I have a brother. I told him recently, I said, I know you cannot believe, it's hard to believe how evil these people are. You don't want to believe it, but it's true. And I have a friend that I gave your tapes to over a year ago, and he was on to it, but he works at the Pentagon on a construction crew, and he ran into Al Cuppet up there. And he has a friend at the Pentagon who never really wanted to listen to these things, and him and Al Cuppet got into a discussion. Al couldn't get security clearance or something that day. And they got to talking about you. And my friend's friend at work got told by Al Cuppet, you better listen to what this guy's saying, and you better get copies of Alex's films, because it's all true. And it's really frustrating to me how hard it is to get through to some people.
Well, it's scary. It's scary that They're marching around in like steam ass. They're building giant prisons. They're carrying out terror attacks. But, folks, they're doing it. It doesn't make it go away when you deny it. Thanks for the call, and thanks for your support.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Stephanie. Let's play Long Devil again. This is what old Long Devil had to say last night that the media has been cutting out of the transcripts.
We will double our special forces to conduct terrorist operations. We will double our special forces to conduct terrorist operations. We will double our special forces to conduct terrorist operations.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and Take another call. Let's talk to another Jeff. A Jeff in Texas. Jeff, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Real quick, I just wanted to comment on this time last year. I was working for a fiber optic installation company out of Arlington. I have another company here in Round Rock, and we installed the backbone for the toll road off the I-35 corridor near Palmer a year before it was voted on. So, I mean, they had this planned a long time ago. They knew they were going to do this.
Hey, look, they've already built the train stations for light rail, despite the fact we keep voting it down. But now they put in the electronic machines that are fraud-proven, and they go, oh, you're going to pass it this time. Polls are showing. So, yeah, so point that out. Massive toll roads to get on existing roads, and tell us about the Loving fiber optic.
Absolutely. Well, this fiber optic cable is going to handle all of the electronic infrastructure linking all the toll roads. And I was in the ground in the manholes placing the cable. I didn't know what it was for at first. It wasn't for MCI or Southwestern Bell, so I asked, and they told me that it was for the toll road. It was for the toll road, and this is at 1325 right there at Palmer.
They've been building the toll booth support points for a couple years. They've been building it by my house for 2 years.
Absolutely. And, you know,
oh, but we just had a vote on it. And you're a conspiracy theorist, sir. I don't care if you strung the cable yourself. It's not true. Government never lies. Never lies. Just worship it. Worship, worship, worship.
That's right. And I just wanted to support you, give you my support, and let you know. I'm aware of what's going on. Everyone should know that's the name of the company. If anyone wants to ask if they put this cable in a year ago, all they have to do is call and find out. And I'm sure that they.
What's
will
the name of the company
cable.
Again?
John B. Cox Incorporated. It's from out of Arlington, Texas. They have a subsidiary organization here in Round Rock, and we placed the cable for the toll roads last year.
How many months ago last year?
It was November or the end of October.
So, 9-10 months ago.
Yeah. It was not quite the previous year, but it was the last year. It was right before the end of last year, and it was long before there was any vote done on it. I just wanted to let you know that and let everybody be aware of that and the name of the company that installed the fiber optic, and if anybody wants to ask any questions, you know who to ask.
Well, thanks a lot for that call, but they were building the points on the highways for it 2 years ago by my house. So, but again, don't confuse the know-it-all dwindling middle class with the facts. Nobody puts it over on them. That's just not true. They drove by and building it, but it's just not true. It doesn't exist. All right, let's all go back to sleep now. Let's go ahead and talk to Paul in Delaware. Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
I want to make 2 points. You're talking about going and hiding in bunkers and unleashing biologicals. I think that's a good point to bring up because I think they're going to have a two-part biological that they might use where they're going to spray you with something and you can't run to the hills. You're going to have to come in and deal with us in order to get the cure. And so that's one thing that people better wake up to that. And as far as the moon landing and setting up a show, the main guy, James Collier, they killed him. He was an investigative reporter, and he also put out the book Vote Scam, The Stealing of America. And I think those two issues got him killed. But I'm ready to challenge you to debate you on the moon myself. So how would you like to set that up?
No, I don't think so, sir. I kind of don't like the whole spirit of your attitude. I told you I'd be happy to interview people.
All right, you can interview Ike, but you can't interview me, man.
Well,
you can bring your NASA people. How about that?
Well, they can't come on the air.
Well, the videos are Was It Only a Paper Moon? And
yeah,
what happened?
You've already called in twice
yeah.
this week. And thanks for the call, man. You know what? I mean, I was nice and said, send me people you want me to interview. And you told me I was twisting things the other day when I said, I don't know what happened. And you just got a bad attitude towards me. And you're welcome to disagree with me. But then if you're dishonest about the disagreement, I mean, you know, it's just, you can only have 3 calls a week, okay? I know that's a lot of censorship. Look, you're welcome to call back once next week. But we've only done this with a few callers. And people start calling every day with the same thing over and over again, a big fat diversion, and accusing me of twisting stuff. I don't have time for it. And no, I'm not going to, debate you, sir. Okay? It's just because I don't know what happened with the moon. I told you that. And I don't understand your attitude. Okay, let's get back to real issues, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My family's breathing easier, and now you can too. Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the Biozone Air Purifier. The Biozone Air Purifier is not a filter system. It works at the molecular level, finding the small bits of dust, allergens, and other particles in your air into clumps that are too heavy to float. They fall harmlessly to the floor to be literally swept away. Nothing escapes. The Biozone Air Purifier also kills virus and bacteria germs and totally removes odors. Out on the farm, we have several cats and two big dogs, so pet odors can be a concern. But like the odors from anything else, simply gone. Smoke? My wife and I don't, but several of our friends do. Our Biozone air purifier clears out that smoke literally within minutes. I use it myself, and I'm telling you, your Biozone air purifier will improve the air in your home. It even comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee and free shipping. Call toll-free 888-88-MY-AIR today. That's 1-888-88-MY-AIR. Or visit www.purifymyair.com. That's purifymyair.com. Order yours today, and you'll get a bathroom ionizer, a $40 value, free. Get your Biozone air purifier today, and you'll be breathing easier, too.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Ladies, for healthier, more radiant skin and hair, you need to start flipping it. Do you flip it?
When I first started flipping it, I couldn't believe my eyes.
Once you start flipping it, you'll never stop. The next time you pick up one of your beauty products, flip it over and examine the ingredients. You'll be astonished by what the packaging reveals to you. Many mainstream beauty products are comprised almost entirely of synthetic petrochemicals. For a more natural approach to looking and feeling great, visit naturalskinandhair.com or call their friendly and knowledgeable staff toll-free at 1-866-339-SKIN.
Start flipping it today because you really can look great without all the synthetic chemicals.
Once you start flipping it, you'll be glad you did. Visit naturalskinandhair.com for more information on natural beauty products. Do you flip it? Call 866-339-SKIN. That's 866-339-SKIN. Or visit naturalskinandhair.com today.
All right, let me hit a few news stories, and then we'll go right back to your calls. Ted in Australia, Vincent, Indiana, Steve, Cal, William, just a bunch of other great people that want to talk. And look, I don't screen your calls. You can call into this show, and you can talk about any issue you want, but if you call me three times in a week and then accuse me of covering up that we didn't go to the moon when I told you I don't know what really happened, and that I really overall see it as a diversion because it's something that you can't prove one way or the other. Now, maybe you think you can prove it one way, and I nicely said, send me some emails, send me some ideas, and I'll do a couple hours on it. I think I said I'll do a whole show on it. And then that isn't enough for you, so just forget it. You know, I mean, if I feel like it, I'll have somebody on about that. I was going to do it, but I'm not going to be shoved around by people that don't like me, that have got some type of ulterior motive. So you can call in once a week now, sir, and we like having you as a listener. You've called for a long time. I've never been in anything but nice to you. And you've already, over the last month, you've called in a few other times and accused me of other stuff and been kind of mean. And there's some kind of weirdness involved there. You know, these aren't fair things you're saying about me. I like mentioned, oh yeah, I saw a movie and I saw an ad for it again. You know, Capricorn 1 with O.J. Simpson, they even had a movie about there being no moon landing. And then you thought that was some, you know, conspiracy to divert people off of whatever. So I am confused, basically. Now I'm sure all the calls will be about this, and we'll talk about it all day. Look, there are a lot of shows that will talk about the metaphysical and, you know, chupacabras and space aliens, and I'm not saying a debate of the moon landing is like that. We have a government that's put on a lot of big hoaxes. 9/11's a big hoax, and certainly they could have done that. But with 9/11, I've got so much evidence of what they did that I can prove it, so I talk about it. And they're hinging their whole police state on it. Whereas the whole space program is just a black budget siphoning program. Most of that money does go to other secret programs and into private pockets. I mean, Halliburton's even going to get a multi-billion dollar contract to test drilling on Mars, but they'll test the drilling here in America. Now, that's obviously a big scam. So if you want to talk about that, fine. You want to talk about what happened with the space shuttle? I mean, fine. That was very suspicious. But again, there's a lot of issues that you can't prove one way or the other that are really divisive and diversionary. And I just stick with the stuff I can prove that people have trouble believing. That a control grid, a cashless society system of controls going in, that they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines and chemicals that brain damage children by design, and, you know, our borders are wide open, and the government's talking about suspending the election or canceling it and martial law. And so forgive me if I just take your call and let you say what you want and then partially disagree with you. Forgive me if I've got issues that I think are most important. And yeah, that'd make for good radio. It would make for very interesting radio. I might even get on a few extra radio stations if I talked about moon landings not happening. I mean, Fox has done a bunch of specials on that, saying it didn't happen. Wow, when Fox comes out and says it, I don't know. I don't know. It's just, this is my broadcast, and I talk about what I want to talk about, and I take more calls than any other show on this network or most of the other networks out there. And I actually let you say what you think, but if I disagree with you, it doesn't mean I'm a devil. All right? Oh, boy. One of my great employees just brought me cheese enchiladas. I'm sitting here staring at them. I may need to go to the calls so I can eat these and listen. No, actually, I'll eat them later during a break. But, all right. Some of the news we need to cover here. I mean, I love your call so much, I want to go to him right now, but I've got to cover this news. Should we fear not being ready for terrorism on Election Day? Los Angeles Times, and it says, when Homeland Security Chief Tom Ridge issued a grainy warning that the coming presidential election could be the target of large-scale attacks by Al-Qaeda, the White House said it will happen, he set off a storm of political response. They're instilling uncertainty into the elections process, charged House Democrat leader Nancy Pelosi of San Francisco. This is not the American way. Bush administration officials quickly denied plans to postpone the election beyond November 2nd. They went on to say that our independent commission called for this. The independent commission appointed by Bush with a Bush business partner running it. The same guys that put in the electronic voting machines. And it goes on. So very, very serious. And at the same time, folks, we're not discussing that. The big news item on neocon radio, ultra-liberal radio, in conservative clothing is the balloons didn't fall. And boy, this shows Kerry's really bad. Listen to this article out of the London Independent today. Men wrongly jailed for murder to pay prison lodging. Two men wrongly jailed for murder of the newspaper boy Carl Bridgewater were ordered yesterday to pay board and lodgings for the 18 years they were in prison. In a ruling condemned as sick by prison campaigners, the Court of Appeals agreed that with home office appointed assessor that the cousins, Michael and Vincent Hickey, should lose a quarter of loss of earnings compensation for their free food and accommodation inside. The verdict means the Hinckley's, victims of one of the worst miscarriages of justice in post-war Britain, will lose £60,000 each, or about £60,000 for each week, or £60 for each week they were locked up. In a third case, the court ruled that Michael O'Brien, another wrongly convicted man, should pay his saved living expenses for the 11 years he spent in prison after he was convicted of murder of Cardiff news agent. And it goes into how the police now admit they framed him and it didn't happen and all that stuff. But it's like the Tulia, Texas folks. It was 45 grabbed one night, a few more the next day, so it was 56 total in one town. And it was a cop who worked in another county, but he also got $1,000 per arrest, a couple thousand more per conviction. And he would just go to a whole block of a neighborhood and say, they're all guilty, they all are sold me crack cocaine. And then 80-year-old farmers with no criminal records will be grabbed and given 20 to 90 years in prison, depending on which conviction. They were all convicted. No drugs, no paraphernalia found. And then now it's all admitted he did this all over the panhandle and other areas of West Texas. But some of them are still in prison. And now it looks like they're going to get, some of them that got out are going to get some settlement, but they may have to pay for their prison time for the luscious food they got since they were in prison in 1999. So that's the type of stuff we have here. Here's another article that's some good news. Maryland ruled libel in abuse and neglect cases. Now remember that the government admits you're five times more likely to be abused in social services hands than in jail, in your parents' custody, anywhere else. It is the most dangerous place for children in America. More dangerous than the inner city streets, okay? More dangerous than crack-infested neighborhoods. The most dangerous place is in their hands. Maryland ruled libel and abuse neglect cases. Court of Appeals says state can be sued over social workers' mistakes. In a decision expected to reverberate statewide, Maryland's highest court ruled yesterday that the state can be held liable for negligence and child dies after social services mishandle reports of child abuse and neglect. So this is saying they don't do a good enough job grabbing kids, but at least they're saying they're liable. It is great news. The Court of Appeals today joins the majority of states that have answered in an affirmative whether the Department of Social Services has a duty to a child who dies as a victim of abuse or neglect. Stephen B. Mercer, the lawyer for the Texas father who sued. Mercer contended that his client repeatedly reported to St. Mary's County Social Services workers that his toddler son was being physically abused while in the care of the boy's mother, but that they failed to intervene and the child was fatally beaten. And again, there's thousands of cases in each state of them doing this, but then that doesn't get put in the article. When DSS is notified of abuse that fails to perform its mandatory duties, the child suffers in a very different way from the general public at large. And it goes on with the story here. Just very, very serious, folks. Here is another report. U.S. lacks records for Iraq spending. This is out of the Associated Press. And $1.2 billion, $1.1 billion, $900 million missing here, there. Oh, we just didn't keep any records of what was paid to Halliburton. U.S. civilian authorities in Baghdad failed to keep good track of nearly $1 billion in Iraq money. This is the new piecemeal report. Spent for reconstruction projects and can't produce records to show whether they got services and products they paid for. The former coalition provisional authority paid nearly $200 million for 15 police trucks. $200,000, without confirming they were delivered, and auditors have not located them. The report from the CPA's inspector general said officials also didn't have records to justify the $24.7 million price tag to replacing Iraqi currency, which used to carry Saddam Hussein's portrait on it. And it just goes on and on. I mean, I see one of these new reports every 2 days. TSA considers extending Registered Traveler Program, or Trusted Traveler Program. This is out of AP. This is where, you get to go through, if you just get an RFID tracker tag ID, you agree to have all your rights violated. Traveling through Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport has become less stressful and less time-consuming for businessman Pat Bassett. Bassett is a member of the new Registered Traveler Program for frequent flyers, which also allows them to bypass regular security checkpoints by agreeing to ground checks and identity verification through fingerprint and iris scans. Meanwhile, Homeland Security giving data on Arab Americans. Remember the 2000 census? A lot of people got the 50 one-question survey. Now it's going to be a yearly survey, over 200 questions long. We're all going to be getting it, unless lawsuits stop it. You don't have to answer the question, folks. You have Fourth and Fifth Amendment. The Census Bureau has provided specifically tabulated population statistics on Arab Americans to the Department of Homeland Security, including detailed information on how many people of Arab backgrounds live in certain zip codes. The assistance is legal, but civil liberties groups say Arab American advocacy organizations say it is a dangerous breach of public trust and likens it to the Census Bureau's compilation of similar information about Japanese Americans during World War II. Yeah, house-by-house arrest. Folks, if you don't think they're not using it on everybody, you're stupid. They introduce it and say, oh, it's just for the Arabs. You'll go, oh, well, I'm for that. The government shouldn't say, I'll arrest you if you don't tell me how many cars you got, how much money you got in the bank, how many toilets you've got, when you go to work in the morning. These are some of the questions. Come on, folks. Fifth Amendment, if you're in a murder trial, you're the defendant. You don't have to answer questions. But you've done nothing. They're saying you got to answer questions. Let's go quickly to the calls. Ted in Australia. Ted, where are you calling us from in Australia?
In Melbourne. How are you? It's an extreme pleasure to talk to you again, Alex.
Welcome, sir. Good to talk to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, look, I've been a broadcaster for a long time here in Australia, but we've been preaching the same message as you have. All of a sudden, since Fahrenheit 9/11, light bulbs are beginning to go off in their heads, which is absolutely terrific. Also, you know, it's like you, down here we've been called nuts. You know what we're talking about, we're crazy, world order doesn't exist, la 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 la. Now all of a sudden Fahrenheit 9/11 came out. Now the other day we had a lot of guys on Talkback, and I said, look, if you really want excellent information, really, really up to date, you got to go over to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Now, when you've had a look at that, come back and talk to me. Because then you'll know exactly what this man is talking about.
Well, that's great. Ted, we've got a lot of listeners in Australia, and I know a lot of Americans would probably like to hear the show if it's on the Internet. Tell us about your radio show.
Well, our radio show is only a local radio show. We only cover about 500,000 people.
That's enough to take your whole country back if they're highly motivated.
Yeah, about right. But what we're going to do also is we're going to put it on the Internet, and one of the sites is going to be totally devoted to you.
Wow, that's impressive. Well, call us when you get your website up. But tell folks the call letters or the frequency of your radio show when it's on.
Sure. When we're on 97 Zone FM, 2.6. Now, also, too, you were talking about voting.
Now, yes, sir.
Down here in Australia, I don't know if you know it or not, but voting here is compulsory. And here's something that really, really burns me. For every vote that is put, there's 20 million people here, right? For every vote, our politicians get $2 in their pocket. They make $2 out of the public purse. Do you believe that? And that is criminal.
Explain that to me.
Okay. Now, here in Australia, you've got Liberal, Labor, and you've got a couple of other small parties, okay? Now, say Liberal wins. Now, and they've got 46, say, seats. Or 56, okay? Let's say 56. Now, every one of those candidates who ran in different seats, because they won, let's say they got 5,000 votes, okay? Those 5,000 votes, each vote is worth $2 to their party. And at the end, they wind up with millions and millions of dollars in their pocket out of the public purse.
So it's publicly financed elections.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Totally public finance. As a matter of fact, the government now, which is the Liberal government, they're spending $120 million out of the public purse to advertise on TV.
Well, look, we have the worst of both worlds here. They get to restrict what citizens give, double what corporations give, and then have federal matching funds from the taxpayers. So it is just,
It is absolutely mind-blowing. And also, I've got a bit of news for you as far as Victoria is concerned. The Victorian police down here is totally corrupt. They have been caught selling drugs, selling guns, prostitution, child pornography, you name it.
Of course.
And there's about 23, and there's probably a little bit more that's going to come, and they're winding up in courts. Now, we're calling for a Royal Commission, okay? Now, the government in Victoria, which is the Premier, and that's not the Prime Minister, the Prime Minister is federal, the Premier of Victoria is resisting. He's saying there is no need for it because he's not going to do anything else. So what do they turn around and do? They turn around and give more power to the police.
Exactly. Oh, the people are struggling against our criminal enterprise. Let's enslave them.
Absolutely.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Ted, let's talk a few more minutes about this. I want to hear how you guys cast votes in Australia. Is it the paper ballot, or do you have those special electronic voting machines? And then we'll talk to Vince and Steve and Cal and William and everybody else. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, all over the country, and England as well, in the Western world, people are refusing to take vaccines. So the government, and I've seen this in the last week, all over the news around the country, including where I live in Austin, is saying, you've got to take it, it's the law. It is not the law. They are openly lying. This is what they do to create the perception And I got an article here. This is out of the South Bend Tribune. It says, teens get shot at disease prevention vaccination parties geared to college bound. They have these parties where they inject them, and the government takes you to a free party where you get the. I mean, come on, people. Don't be so stupid. Don't be so foolish. They just want you to have this because they care about you so much. There's something special in it for you. They want you to have the gift that keeps on giving. But to going back to Ted in Australia, Ted, how do you guys vote over there in Australia? I know it's kind of a parliamentary system, but how do you actually cast the ballots themselves?
It's a paper ballot. You walk in, you give your name, they give you a whole bunch of papers to mark down. You go into a booth, you mark it down, and then you put it into a box.
Now, do you have people watching that process?
Absolutely, yes.
Well, they don't allow that here in America now.
They
say you're very evil if you want that. And I'm not kidding.
Well, I heard about what's going on in the States from you and others and so forth, and it doesn't seem to be too good, mate. It sounds like the New World Order there is really putting its hand in.
Well, they're trying to take your guns, and the globalists are going to build a giant military base right in the middle of your country, making you a major nuclear target for China.
Well, that's absolutely not only that. Right now they're conducting exercises of Queensland with Asian troops, American troops, Australian troops. And from what we can guess, probably a push into Asia for the oil.
And they're going to use you as the base.
Absolutely. Don't forget, we're an island continent. That means that anybody who tries to invade here, we've got no borders with anybody. Anybody who tries to invade here, that can stop them straight offshore.
Of course, your government tries to ship the foreigners in as fast as they can.
Well, I can tell you one thing. We, the concentration camps you're talking about, we've got a couple down here. As you know, the asylum seekers, that's where they're put. You know, they're put behind razor wires and guards, and you know, guard dogs, all sorts of things. It is inhuman. As a matter of fact, you know, if you really look at it, they're prison camps. Absolutely. And there's quite a few of them here in Australia.
Well, Ted, I hope... how long have you been a listener?
I have been a listener now for probably about a month or so. A friend of mine put me on to you. By the way, I've seen your one of your videos. What is it called? Tyranny, Road to Tyranny?
Yes, sir.
Right. Now, as far as I'm concerned, that is a very well, very professional put-together video. You know, we have film festivals down here in Melbourne and also in New South Wales. And I think your film should be in one of the film festivals.
Well, you're welcome to make copies of it for nonprofit purposes and to get it out to people. That's our goal. And, Ted, call in from time to time. Give us reports from Australia, my friend.
I will keep you up to date.
Okay, God bless. There he goes, from the land down under, folks. Before we end this hour, in the last 30 seconds, third hour coming up, we'll go to your calls directly, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get the videos you just heard our Aussie friend talking about, the bloke down under. And these are powerful films you need to have. Call toll free to get them, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or you can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, I hope your station carries the third hour, because it's coming up. You don't want to miss it.